This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. The 35th Denver International Film Festival opened on Thursday night and runs through November 11th. Last week, Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofsovitz recommended three films, and now he suggests two others.
Here and There is a Mexican film by Antonio Mendez Esparza about a poor family. The father has just come back from several years in the U.S. trying to earn money. But after a short time at home, he's looking to go north again, even though he knows the prospects are limited. It's not a movie of big events, but director Mendez Esparza has a clear grasp of situations and the landscape of the home. The young father and his daughters don't know each other. The girls talk to him in stiff language, from postures that look uncertain. He asks them questions which they answer politely, as if he's an uncle who visits every 2 years. The film shows the colors of the home and the objects that fill it, and makes beautiful juxtapositions between close shots and long ones, between interior and exterior scenes. You have to pay attention to understand the drama of these lives, but once you get into the quiet, understated rhythms and moods of Here and There, it opens up like a flower. One of the obsessions in the movies is the difference between fiction and actuality. So there are films like Borat, which is a tricky nonfiction film about a fiction that plays out in real life. There are faked documentaries, usually comic. And besides these forced questions about actuality in film, there's really no such thing as literally truthful documentary. No documentary comes without attitude or interpretation, from camera placement to editing. And counterclockwise, fiction films are themselves documentary. As Stan Brakhage used to say, any dramatic film at least documents the existence and performance of an actor, as well as sets and locations. Animation documents the existence of drawings or clay models. The festival movie Pinkus skates a thin line between actuality and fiction. It's not entirely successful, but it provokes questions about the capacity of film to capture actuality. The title character is a 30-something man who cares for his father who has Parkinson's disease. The film's written and directed, shot and edited by David Fenster, whose real father has Parkinson's disease, and he, Paul Fenster, in fact plays the fictional stricken father in the movie. Under these circumstances, how could Pinkus be anything but affecting? All through, you think about the son directing his father in the movie and the pain of making such a movie. David Fenster shoots his film with long takes and great patience. You watch the son, played by David Nordstrom, dress his father and talk to him. Pinkus can be condescending, he lies, he takes over his father's construction company and runs it badly. He joins a yoga class because the teacher's cute and most of the other students are young women in leotards. That quest for sex, if not love, leads Pinkus to put his disbelieving father through sessions with alternative healers, an acupuncturist, an Australian native who blows his didgeridoo at the poor guy's chest. Director-writer Fenster includes his actual family's home movies. It's a funny, awkward film. One question, though, is whether filmmaker David Fenster's personal situation equals a good film. Much of it doesn't work. Pinkus misses many of the benefits of both documentary and fiction. It doesn't have the perspective that might come from documentary, and neither does it get to the insight that comes from imaginative fiction. Simply recreating the look of actuality is not enough. The picture needs an understanding of itself and its situations that I think it lacks. But Pinkus is still interesting and worth watching, and this is what a film festival should do. It wakes you up. You see films you might not otherwise see, and think thoughts that make the adventure worth your time and energy. I'm Howie Mofsovitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofsovitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.